Belusis. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
All right, so we begin. 9:02 on this Sunday morning. It's a Melusis Sunday right here, the Fan in New York. We got 3 hours to play with, rolling right up until high noon. Riscona across the way telling me about his round of golf yesterday, which was fantastic as he went out there and shot a 79, proud as a peacock. We'll get into Riscona, bring him into the course of the conversation at some point in time this morning. Plenty of your phone calls at 888-808-1019. Number to call, hit me up on social media, X, at Mark Melusis, and plenty to chat about with you. We'll get into the Mets as they're a game out behind the Braves in the National League wild card race for that third and final wild card spot in the National League. And Severino with a complete game yesterday. Rodon terrible. Yankees bat silent yesterday as they lost to the Detroit Tigers. Still, they lead the Orioles by a game in the American League East. We'll get into that and talk about the accolades of Aaron Judge and put it into the proper perspective. But I'll tell you who the most important Yankee is down the stretch of this season in order to try and equate to October success. We'll get into that in a little bit. But let's start with a little bit of Giant football. What amazes me is when you look at preseason football at times, and it is what it is at this stage, right? It's, you know, you go out there, you know, you're seeing guys battling for, you know, positions for sure. You're looking at the overall quality and the roster depth. Some teams are better than others, as we see it play out during the course of the regular season. But, you know, preseason football, for the most part, you want to go out and get through it. For the Giants yesterday down in Houston, as they fell to the Texans 28-10, you know, a couple of things that hit you. Number one, there is no debate about who the starting quarterback for the New York Giants is. It is Daniel Jones. I don't care the fact that he threw two interceptions yesterday and one got returned to the house, short pick six by the Houston Texans that gave him an early 7-0 lead yesterday afternoon down in Houston. It does not bother me. There is no, you know, controversy. There is no debate. There is no competition. There is no discourse that's going on within the Giants building as far as who the starting quarterback is. The question was always during the course of the offseason when it comes to Daniel Jones is whether or not he is healthy enough to be the starting quarterback for the New York Giants. And I get there are his detractors out there. There's nothing that he can do about it right now. And there's nothing that he can do about it during the course of a preseason game, because it's almost like if Daniel Jones went out there yesterday and was, instead of being 11 of 18 and throwing a couple interceptions and throwing for north of 100 yards passing, if Daniel Jones yesterday went 16 of 18, didn't throw any interceptions, was, you know, nearly close to perfect, had a couple scoring touchdown drives, threw a couple touchdown passes, those that looked at Daniel Jones would say to yourself, well, you know what, let's see what he does in the course of the regular season. Because that's really ultimately what it is. So if you're going to be one that looks at it that way, then the same discourse and conversation has to happen when he doesn't necessarily play particularly well, and he didn't yesterday. He made some good throws. He wasn't downright terrible. But the mind-numbing mistake of the pick six, saying to yourself, why would you throw that football? That's a throw that Daniel Jones cannot make. That's a decision at this stage of his career you would think Daniel Jones is not making. And it's a preseason football game where a lot of the defenses are vanilla. You're not getting a ton of the starters out there. It's not exactly a precursor of what you're going to see from Texans football, the Giants opponent, during the course of the regular season. We know Houston is a, you know, talented football team. We know that the Houston Texans are a team on the rise with Stroud at quarterback, and you like D'Amico Ryans, their young head coach who came over. You like what they have on defense. Will Anderson obviously started, you know, shined last year, a former star at the University of Alabama. There are things to like about the Houston Texans here moving forward. There's no question about it, especially when you look at the receiving core and adding Stephon Diggs in the offseason. I mean, Texan football is on the rise. They're no longer in the shadows. They're now into the light. But it's not your prototypical Houston team that you're going to see during the course of the regular season. You say to yourself, well, why would Daniel Jones make that throw? It was a mistake. And you say, well, Daniel Jones can't make that mistake during the course of the regular season. Correct. Listen, Jones had in a tumultuous offseason. Let's be honest. And you might not care. You might say to yourself, ah, it doesn't really bother me. He's making a ton of money. He's put himself into this position. You might be of the argument that the Giants should never have paid Daniel Jones the contract that they paid him and the decisions that were made by Joe Shane and others within that building a couple of off seasons ago. Well, listen, he did get paid. And whether you want to hear it or not, it's the truth. Professional sports are not played by cyborgs. They're not played by computers. I'm not going to go out there and kowtow to Daniel Jones, but I do have an understanding of the emotion of it as well. I mean, a long offseason for Jones as he watched the team that last year he got bruised and battered and beaten around because he was playing behind an offensive line that was downright terrible. They were pulling guys off the street, suffered a neck injury against the Miami Dolphins, a torn ACL against the Las Vegas Raiders, is rehabbing those injuries. The Giants are sitting there with the sixth overall pick, and he watched the organization that he's the quarterback of go out there and scout Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Caleb May, Drake May, I should say, J.J. McCarthy, Penix, Bo Nix, everybody and anybody that was available potentially to be the long-term solution or answer at the quarterback spot. The Giants, you know, had individual workouts out, visited their college campus, maybe took out to dinner as they did with McCarthy a couple days before Thanksgiving, out to Ruth Chris and Ann Arbor. I mean, all the things that we heard about with the Giants offseason. So, you know, Daniel Jones should use that as unbelievable motivation. All the naysayers out there about Daniel Jones should use all of that and give him an edge coming into this season, because this is, as we all know, a huge proving ground year for Daniel Jones. The Giants could get out from underneath that contract after this upcoming season. But if you're going to go out and use yesterday as a talking point to why maybe Tommy DeVito or somebody else, you know, the backup quarterback's got a hip injury, but you get the point, that somebody else needs to quarterback this team. Well, I mean, pick another line of argument. Pick another, pick some other discourse. Have another, area where you're going to argue it. Because as long as Daniel Jones is 100% healthy, and here's one thing, is the Giants did not get their quarterback this past spring at the NFL draft in the first round with the sixth overall selection. They ended up taking Malik Nabers, the stud wide receiver out of LSU. The Giants have maintained as an organization that as long as Daniel Jones is 100% healthy, that he is going to be the starting quarterback for the New York Giants week number one, whether you like it or whether you don't. And I would not look at anything over the course of the preseason. As Jones saw his first game action since he tore his ACL, what was it, last November against the Vegas Raiders. I would not look at what he is doing during the course of training camp. Daniel Jones, just like everybody else, is going to be judged based on what they do during the course of the regular season. You're not put into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio based on what you do in the course of the preseason. You're based on what you do during the course of the regular season. So everything and all the naysayers, and as the Giants did their due diligence on potentially adding a young quarterback into the room to replace Daniel Jones after this upcoming season, all of that should be motivation. And I'm not going to look at yesterday, a couple of poor decisions, one really gross decision by Daniel Jones and a pick six, and say, well, that's the version of Daniel Jones we're going to get during the course of the regular season. And you're coming from a guy that I've supported Jones over the years. I have. I've told you, not that, I've said that I think he has the talent and ability to go out there and play the position. He's almost like the little girl with the curl. Depending on how you look at Daniel Jones, you're going to see what you want to see. If you're going to look toward the positive, there are going to be things that you like. If you're going to look toward the negative, there are obviously going to be things that you don't like. That's why he's so intriguing as a player. But make no mistake about it, even though there are questions and concerns, whether it be about ability, whether it be about production, whether it be about if he's a true winning quarterback, or whether it be about health, all of that will be answered during the course of the regular season. And if Jones doesn't respond and Jones plays poorly, then this is going to be it. And the Giants will move on following this season. But make no bones about it, he's going to get an opportunity during the regular season to find out whether he sinks or whether he swims. And no decision is going to be made based on what he did yesterday in Houston or what he has done so far out in East Rutherford during the course of Giants training camp to potentially replace him. That's not happening. 9:12 in the a.m. Malusis with you. 888-808-1019. That is your number to call. Get it going, a little Giants football. Outside of Jones, listen, Giants game yesterday. If you want to look into it, I mean, yeah, obviously, you can't be as sloppy with the football as the Giants are. I mean, the turnovers have got to come to an end. You've got it. And some of those things, as I was listening to, you know, O'Hara yesterday doing the color analyst on radio during the course, especially in the second half of that game. You know, he's not wrong. And O'Hara knows, obviously, you know, tremendous center during his day here with the Giants. You know, the Giants, those are things you got to clean up. The injuries are concerning for sure. Some of the injuries coming out of that preseason game, you know, you don't want to make sure you get through the preseason healthy. Also, you do not, the Giants are not talented enough to afford a bad brand of football, a sloppy brand of football. That goes along with Jones and the two picks that he threw. That goes along with the fumbles. Everything that we saw yesterday, one of them obviously happened to DeVito, but that's more on the tackle than anything else, getting beat like a rented mule. But that has got to come to an end. You got to play a crisp, clean brand of football. And as I was out at the Giants earlier this week, you know, and doing some interviews and for WPIX and sat down with Shane, sat down with Brian Daboll, sat down with Daniel and Bobby Okereke, Jalen Hyatt. You know, it's a different, I think I came away with a number one, a couple of things that I took away from, you know, being out there on Thursday was this. Number one, I think it's, you know, a team that, you know, understood, an organization understood some of the failures from a year ago. You know, I interviewed Art Stapleton from NorthJersey.com, and Art did a great job and does a great job covering the Giants. He talked about the internal scouting the Giants did during the course of the offseason to realize what they failed to do year two and what they were really good at year number one, right, to try and improve overall year number three. I think a lot of the focus terms comes to the head coach. Listen, unquestionably, I think Jones is the quarterback. You talk to his teammates about him, and he is one of the leaders on that team. I think it's going to be interesting. Daboll is a play caller as compared to Mike Kafka. The thing that you hear about is the aggressiveness, downfield throws. Daboll talked about it yesterday after the loss down in Houston in preseason game number two. I think it's going to be interesting. The Giants defense, Shane Bowen as defensive coordinator, not going to be as aggressive as Wink Martindale. When I chatted with Bobby Okereke, talked about the fact that Wink was blitzing 30 to 40% of the time. They could play a little bit more zone on the back end. But clearly the key for the Giants defense this year is going to be Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns, Okereke, and obviously Kayvon Thibodeau being able to get after the quarterback and create pressure and have a high pressure rate up front. But it's going to be a less aggressive defensive scheme with Bowen taking over as defensive coordinator as compared to Wink. But I think everybody and their mother talks about the offensive line, something that we have talked about with this Giant team till we're blue in the face. Can that offensive line up front with the adjustments and who they brought in via free agency finally be the solution that the Giants have been looking for as an organization, regardless who is running it, whether it be Jerry Reese, whether it be Dave Gettleman, or whether it is now Joe Shane. We've been talking about the Giants offensive line since the last time they won a Super Bowl in 2011. It has been a long time. It has been a huge talking point right here on WFAN and in the papers and on TV and all of those things. The Giants have invested a lot of draft capital into bringing in young offensive linemen, regardless of regime, that have ultimately, a majority of them, 90% of them, have not worked out. Now you look at this offensive line this year. Can they protect? Can they give Jones the necessary time? Can they be able to protect up front to allow Dabes to be able to attack downfield with the receiving core that he has in Slayton, Hyatt, Wandell Robinson, and obviously Malik Nabers? Can Jones be able to trust his guys up front to be able to protect? That's going to be the biggest key. It is when you look across the, you know, down the floor and park with the Jets, and it is with the Giants. Now, there is a different level of success potentially this year if all things go well for the Jets as compared to the Giants. The Jets have a higher ceiling. Just being realistic, it's just the truth. But for the Giants organization, you know, as we are inching closer and closer to this regular season, is this, is that you want the coaching staff to obviously look similar to what we saw year number one, when this team looked really prepared, regardless of opponent that we went up against, that, you know, they were going to put them in the best possible position to go out there and be successful. We're still in the Daniel Jones debate and conversation about what he is as a quarterback. The offensive line has been one we've been discussing for the last 12 or 13 years. At least now, Shane and company are addressing how you can, you know, even regardless of talent level at other positions, how you can keep yourself into games. You know how you do that? By winning up front. And that's a key when you look at the O-line, and that's clearly going to be a key when you look at this defense, because that's how it's built. It's built up front. And then you're looking for the guys up front to make up for the concerns that you have, in the, whether it be experience or talent in that secondary. 9:18 in the AM, Malusis with you. Just getting going. Getting going a little football here on this Sunday morning. Why not? Giants play yesterday. Jets played last night down in Carolina. You want to get into talk a little bit about the Jets as well. You obviously didn't see Rodgers. A little bit more meat on the bone when talking about the Giants as compared to the Jets right now. You know, in the Rodgers conversation after a while, you talk about that to your, you know, blue in the face. We'll get into a little Met baseball, get into a little Yankee baseball, some of the Carmelo Anthony comments, get into that. Plenty of things to chat about as we roll with you right up until high noon. 888-808-1019. Roscona across the way. It's a Malusis Sunday right here, the Fan in New York.